Minnesota Haynesboro prioritizes its infrastructure projects for the state legislature. And a Sitka group creates a pop-up pantry to help Coast Guard families affected by the government shutdown. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The 31st Alaska State Legislature began earlier this month, and the Haynesboro is determining which local infrastructure projects should be prioritized for state funding. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel says that staff has drafted a list of projects that need to be completed.
It's a kind of, you play this balancing game. What do we have the capacity to actually do in the community, and then that's trying to balance that against what of our most immediate needs, and then that's also against you balance that with what money might there be available through what community program.
Priorities listed by the staff include the wastewater treatment facility replacement, adding moorage floats to the Portage Cove Harbor expansion, road construction in town, and improvements to the public safety building. Borough Assembly and staff will review the priorities at a meeting tonight and submit them to the state's Capital Project Submission and Information System, or CAPSIS. Communities across Alaska use the CAPSIS list to communicate their needs to legislators and state agencies.
So if, for example, we go to the Department of Environmental Conservation and ask for funding for a water sewer project, they will look on the CAPSIS list to see if we have actually identified that as a priority in the community. And if we have, then we are much more looked upon much more favorably. So we want to make sure that we're pretty comprehensive in our list of things.
Schnabel says that prioritizing the projects that need support from the state does not guarantee that the borough's top choices will receive funding.
It's possible for you to have 10 things on your CAPSIS list and they be prioritized, but you might get the eighth one might get funded. They don't necessarily go to the top and say, oh, let's fund this one, because they're balancing everybody in the state that's asking for things. So everyone doesn't necessarily get their top thing, and some people don't get anything at all.
The LUTAC dock is one of the borough's priority projects. It is an essential port for freight and fuel entering the community, but it's in bad shape and needs to be repaired or replaced. Over the last few months, the borough has worked towards leasing the dock to Alaska Marine Lines so that it can construct a new freight transfer facility. At the meeting Tuesday, the assembly will review an appraisal of the dock prepared by Integra Realty Resources. The appraisal will help determine a rate for the lease. It's been over a month since the partial government shutdown began. Coast Guard workers across the nation are working without pay. Less than a week after missing their first paycheck, a group of Coast Guard spouses is organizing a federal employee pop-up pantry to alleviate financial stress on families affected by the furlough. KCAW's Catherine Rose met the group at the Sitka Sound Science Center while they unloaded donations to put in the historic mill building.
Nina Viscarando is a Coast Guard veteran. Her husband Josh is a current member, and on January 15th, when he didn't receive his paycheck, they had an unexpected family emergency.
And at that same day, actually, my dog got a really, really bad seizure, and we thought he was going to die.
It was after vet hours, and they knew there might be an extra fee for an emergency visit.
And we literally had to look at ourselves, Josh and I, and be like, can we afford to take him in after hours? Because we didn't get paid. So it's like, now we really are double thinking everything.
These are some of the decisions federal employees on furlough are beginning to grapple with, as one missed paycheck looks like it could shortly turn into two. And it's not just emergency costs they're debating. Viscarando has two children, one a newborn, and they've been waiting to get his birth certificate from the hospital. She says 2 months ago she might not have worried about the cost, but today she notices.
There's $60 that today, it just piles on.
Jamie Salatis's husband has been in the Coast Guard for nearly 20 years. They've spent the last four in Sitka. She says the impact of the shutdown up to this point has been a slow burn.
You know, I think it's slowly trickling down. The feelings are starting to come up like, oh, there's another day. You know, oh, you wake up, you check the news. it's still happening. Things are getting more serious, you know? So it's like every day, and it's led up to this point where we need to actually do something.
So Salatas and Vizcarondo are doing something. They're working with Alex Thorne of the Sitka Sound Science Center to organize a federal employee pop-up pantry. Thorne is the business development and Whale Fest director for the center. While she knows items from a pantry can only go so far, she's hoping they can free up a little money so people can redirect it toward bigger bills.
If we were able to take some of the everyday necessities off that are quite expensive, like toilet paper, paper towels, diapers, formula, things like that, if we can assist to take those off, you know, that money can then be allocated towards your utilities or your rent. So I know it's not a huge thing, but hopefully it's something that adds to easing stress for people or helping with that.
So far, Sitka Bottling Company and the Sitka Food Co-op have donated drinks and chips, baby food and granola and pasta. But organizers are hoping for more. Coordinating the effort hits close to home for Thorne. Her husband is in the Coast Guard too. And she's thinking about younger federal employees who may not have as many resources.
Because for me and my husband, had something like this happened 10 years ago to us, it would have been a devastating problem. It would have been going to parents and saying, hey, can you help me out, or can you float me for a little bit, or an additional job. You know, we're down the ways a bit now, so it's not, you know, there are other things in place, but we also don't have children and things like that.
Salatas says they're hoping the pop-up pantry can be a neutral and welcoming space for people who may feel uncomfortable asking for help.
People have pride, you know, I'm prideful. I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to knock on somebody's door. I'm the person who's going to help. And that's what we're trying to do here, you know, and that's hopefully going to encourage other people to come out and help us and feel comfortable taking home a couple, you know, bags of groceries. Come back tomorrow if you need more.
In the meantime, the deadlock over funding for a border wall with Mexico doesn't appear close to a resolution. Alaska's Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan have signed on as co-sponsors of legislation that, if passed, would protect the Coast Guard from future shutdowns. Nevertheless, the question for Sitka's Coast Guard personnel remains how to get through this one. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.